We turn now to an area of business that held strong in Michigan, even in the darkest days of the Great Recession. Franchises. They create jobs faster than any other business sector. Even when the Great Recession slammed us in 2008, franchises kept on hiring. Now, the pace may have slowed down a little bit then, but the franchise hiring rate still topped the national rate of employment. DBusiness.com is out with its 2013 Michigan Franchise Report, and we wanted to find out their verdict on the franchise scene in Michigan. Joining us now is DBusiness editor R.J. King. And from reading this franchise report about Michigan, it seems there's a lot of health and activity in our state with franchises, isn't there?
Yeah, there's about 60 franchisors that are based in Michigan, you know, everybody from Domino's to Little Caesars and Massage Green, and then there's about 745 franchise operators in the state. So everybody from Red Robin Burgers to Denny's to, you know, Original Pancake House.
Lots of names that are very familiar as you drive around the state. How did the franchises fare, RJ, during Michigan's Great Recession, which really hit harder here than in other parts of the country?
Most of them did grow. Not as quickly as they have in the past. Depending on what sector of the franchise industry, some of them can be recession-proof or recession-resistant. Certainly sit-down restaurants like Applebee's and Buffalo Wild Wings and those places tend to do better in a recession. And then when times are good, you know, the fine dining establishments do better.
When we think about the reasons that someone would want to own a franchise, it kind of strikes me, or tell me if I'm wrong here, that it's kind of like working for yourself but with training wheels. Is that a fair view of owning a franchise?
Yes, predominantly franchisors require prospective franchisees to attend almost like a university, if you will. Could be 3 months, 6 months of training to get them indoctrinated into you know, exactly how the franchise should operate. Most of them require that the franchisee buy products from the franchisor, whether it's publishing or making signs or, you know, baked goods or automotive. So it does require that you sort of toe the line to an extent. And they also provide a lot of resources in terms of, you know, marketing and distribution and those types of things.
When corporate America went into the recession and people were laid off, people got buyouts, it did seem like franchise ownership proved to be a fallback position for those folks. But your report finds there are other reasons now that people are considering franchise ownership?
Sure. Some, you know, might have worked 20 or 30 years in, say, corporate America, and they've always dreamed about owning their own business, and a franchise opportunity certainly fits the bill. You're seeing younger people come into the industry as well, entrepreneurs, you know, investors, and then, you know, the franchisors themselves, they're always looking for new business lines. So you might see some franchisors split themselves up or add new division, and, you know, it all just kind of feeds upon itself.
I'm speaking with DBusiness editor R.J. King. They're out with their 2013 Michigan Franchise Report. So we're looking at the franchise scene in Michigan. Apart from the restaurants and the really familiar food names that we've seen, what are some of the other opportunities that are out there and going well, especially the kinds of franchises that could be considered recession-resistant?
Well, you've got everything beauty-related, baked goods, building and construction, daycare centers, you know, education. It's quite a deep list of offerings. And some names we recognize, others we don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from, obviously we've mentioned McDonald's and Burger King and those types of places, but, you know, there's one in the computer repair industry called Nerds We Can Fix That. And they are in Michigan. And for the magazine, starting in the November issue, we're going to be highlighting a particular franchise sector, starting with the retail industry, given it's the holiday season. And, yeah, it's a fairly a deep industry here.
Who do you think is best suited to become a franchisor in terms of temperament and work style?
Well, I think someone that is dedicated to the task at hand, doesn't create a lot of waves, is an ideal candidate. Obviously, you have to have financial backing and show that you're able to take on a franchise.
DBusiness spoke with a consultant from a group called FranNet, a company that actually specializes in matching people with franchises. Can you tell us a little more about how FranNet works?
Yeah, it's a gentleman, Mark Corey. He's based in Grosse Pointe, and he operates the Michigan branch of FranNet. And they specialize in matching people with franchises that best fit their entrepreneurial aspirations. And I think Mark, if I remember correctly, came out of the Little Caesars environment, and he started up the company in 2002. And he's just been a wealth of resource, not only for Michigan franchisors and franchisees, but nationally.
So what do you see, RJ, looking ahead for franchises and for entrepreneurs in Michigan, let's say over the next 5 years?
Well, I think there'll be continued growth, especially these burger places. They seem to be very, very popular. I know the owner, Aaron Vandermark, that owns the Melting Pot in Troy, Michigan, he's looking to bring a franchise in with a burger concept that the Melting Pot nationally has just started to roll out.
Hmm.
But I think anything in food, certainly healthcare, I think will continue to be a growth sector within the franchise industry. Technology and automotive, including anyone that's selling accessories, especially as we get more and more electrical vehicles out there, they have a unique set of amenities that they offer. So, those are some of the growth sectors that I see over the next 5 years.
DBusiness.com out with its 2013 Michigan Franchise Report in its September-October issue. And we've been speaking with DBusiness editor R.J. King. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you.
We turn now to an area of business that held strong in Michigan, even in the darkest days of the Great Recession. Franchises. They create jobs faster than any other business sector. Even when the Great Recession slammed us in 2008, franchises kept on hiring. Now, the pace may have slowed down a little bit then, but the franchise hiring rate still topped the national rate of employment. DBusiness.com is out with its 2013 Michigan Franchise Report, and we wanted to find out their verdict on the franchise scene in Michigan. Joining us now is DBusiness editor R.J. King. And from reading this franchise report about Michigan, it seems there's a lot of health and activity in our state with franchises, isn't there?
Yeah, there's about 60 franchisors that are based in Michigan, everybody from Domino's to Little Caesars and Massage Green. And then there's about 745 franchise operators in the state. So everybody from Red Robin Burgers to Denny's to, Original Pancake House.
Lots of names that are very familiar as you drive around the state. How did the franchises fare, RJ, during Michigan's Great Recession, which really hit harder here than in other parts of the country?
Most of them did grow. Not as quickly as they have in the past. Depending on what sector of the franchise industry, some of them can be recession-proof or recession-resistant. Certainly sit-down restaurants like Applebee's and Buffalo Wild Wings and those places tend to do better in a recession. And then when times are good, the fine dining establishments do better.
When we think about the reasons that someone would want to own a franchise, it kind of strikes me, or tell me if I'm wrong here, that it's kind of like working for yourself but with training wheels. Is that a fair view of owning a franchise?
Yes, predominantly franchisors require prospective franchisees to attend almost like a university, if you will. Could be 3 months, 6 months of training to get them indoctrinated into exactly how the franchise should operate. Most of them require that the franchisee buy products from the franchisor, whether it's publishing or making signs or, baked goods or automotive. So it does require that you sort of toe the line to an extent. And they also provide a lot of resources in terms of, marketing and distribution and those types of things.
When corporate America went into the recession and people were laid off, people got buyouts, it did seem like franchise ownership proved to be a fallback position for those folks. But your report finds there are other reasons now that people are considering franchise ownership?
Sure. Some, you know, might have worked 20 or 30 years in, say, corporate America, and they've always dreamed about owning their own business, and a franchise opportunity certainly fits the bill. You're seeing younger people come into the industry as well, entrepreneurs, you know, investors, and then, you know, the franchisors themselves, they're always looking for new business lines. So you might see some franchisors split themselves up or add new division, and, you know, it all just kind of feeds upon itself.
I'm speaking with D Business Editor R.J. King. They're out with their 2013 Michigan Franchise Report. So we're looking at the franchise scene in Michigan. Apart from the restaurants and the really familiar food names that we've seen, what are some of the other opportunities that are out there and going well, especially the kinds of franchises that could be considered recession-resistant?
Well, you've got everything beauty-related, baked goods, building and construction, daycare centers, you know, education. It's quite a deep list of offerings. And some names we recognize, others we don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from, obviously, we've mentioned McDonald's and Burger King and those types of places. But, you know, there's one in the computer repair industry called Nerds We Can Fix That. And they are in Michigan. And for the magazine, starting in the November issue, we're going to be highlighting a particular franchise sector, starting with the retail industry, given it's the holiday season. And, yeah, it's a fairly a deep industry here.
Who do you think is best suited to become a franchisor in terms of temperament and work style?
Well, I think someone that is dedicated to the task at hand, doesn't create a lot of waves, is an ideal candidate. Obviously, you have to have financial backing and show that you're able to take on a franchise.
D-Business spoke with a consultant from a group called FranNet, a company that actually specializes in matching people with franchises. Can you tell us a little more about how FranNet works?
Yeah, it's a gentleman, Mark Corey. He's based in Grosse Pointe, and he operates the Michigan branch of FranNet, and they specialize in matching people with franchises that you know, best fit their entrepreneurial aspirations. And I think Mark, if I remember correctly, came out of the Little Caesars environment, and he started up the company in 2002. And he's just been a wealth of resource, not only for Michigan franchisors and franchisees, but nationally.
So what do you see, RJ, looking ahead for franchises and for entrepreneurs in Michigan, let's say over the next 5 years?
Well, I think there'll be continued growth, especially these burger places. They seem to be very, very popular. I know the owner, Aaron Vandermark, that owns the Melting Pot in Troy, Michigan, he's looking to bring a franchise in with a burger concept that the Melting Pot nationally has just started to roll out.
Hmm.
But I think anything in food, certainly healthcare, I think will continue to be a growth sector within the franchise industry. Technology and automotive, including anyone that's selling accessories, especially as we get more and more electrical vehicles out there. They have a unique set of amenities that they offer. So, you know, those are some of the growth sectors that I see over the next 5 years.
DBusiness.com out with its 2013 Michigan Franchise Report in its September-October issue. And we've been speaking with DBusiness editor R.J. King. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you.